So I was a really awful kid this year. I decided that adulthood meant that I didn't have to go home for the holidays, that I could not get dressed, just drink wine out of the bottle, watch Gilmore Girls, and hate Tweet Our President. And the problem happened was when the president's daughter tweeted back at me. I opened my Christmas weekend actually getting into a legitimate Twitter fight with Ivanka Trump, Upper East Side Barbie. And I was kind of in shock about this. I was instructing her about how tax policy works. Very sexy topic, very sexy. But I have a PhD, so I'm allowed to do these things. And she responded. And then I was just like, okay, well, this is probably going to go away, right? So I'm just going to, like, curl up with Gilmore Girls and my bottle of wine. And then my Twitter mentions start exploding. And like, you're on Chris Hayes, you're on CNN. And I'm just like, well, this is interesting. I think this natural progression is now for me to go with the bar and talk about this weirdness. And when you go to the bars over the holidays, you know, sort of like the other loners, you start to meet some interesting people. So last night, apropos of absolutely nothing, someone comes up to me and they says, you know, sex is kind of like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's still good. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's a very male perspective. Second of all, are you like basically saying that you're like the Papa John's of sex? Like, I don't think that's how you should like lead things with the ladies. I mean, admittedly, it's probably better than being the Little Caesars. But, love sex, but, geez Louise, probably not the best way to lead in things. But, yeah, the holidays are tough. I'm depressed. Any other fellow depressives in the audience? Just me?
Yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. We don't like being told that we're alone. That's good to know. It's good to hear that. Yeah, I'm actually here speaking to you tonight thanks to the miracles of modern medicine. The irony of being a heathen whose life was literally saved by a conservative religious hospital last year. So around the holidays, I decided to take 3 bottles of pills with Bullet Ride and did not think I was going to wake up, and then was surrounded by fluorescent lights and scripture and crucifixes 3 days later, and was like, have I been wrong to be a born-again atheist all this time? Am I in hell? Because I'm pretty sure that this is how what hell would look like. I mean, like, I'm not, like, really against religion per se, but, like, my mom was Catholic, but she got kicked out of Catholic when she was, like, 7. My dad's Jewish, emphasis on the ish. So basically, heathenism was kind of what spoke to me. And I just kind of figured that, like, if I was going to go to hell for, like, sex and drinking and smoking weed, the company in hell was going to be a hell of a lot better than heaven. And, you know, I'd be with my concert buddies. Mick and Keith would be off somewhere playing Sympathy for the Devil. But, no, I was in this hospital. And I was like, fuck that, my suicide attempt. Kill me now. But I was like, the ICU nurses probably aren't going to respond to that request. Unless I fuck with them about politics. Maybe if I, like, really, like, push their buttons, I'd be like, screw it, let her go. And so the next time they rounded on me, I was like, hey, you guys do abortions, right? And they're like, you're not pregnant. I was like, I could be getting laid. And they're like, well, you know, you didn't look like you shaved your life in the last couple of days. So either you're in a very comfortable relationship or you're single and winger. And so then I was like, okay, well, take 2. I'm going to hate watch Fox News. When the next time that they round on me, I'm like, these fucking guys think that they're fucking news. Somehow I'm turning into mafia movies, like Italian movies, like fuck Tucker Carlson. Although, to be honest, I think that Tucker Carlson needs a little bit more credit than he gets. I mean, he spent all of those years tying that bow tie without opposable thumbs. I mean, that takes effort, that takes dedication, and he's seeing people on, you know, on real networks, on actual news networks, who have real thumbs, who have been actually fucking involved, and that's got to drive him crazy. So, you know, that didn't really win me points with the nurses, but anyway, so I ultimately was able to get on the mend, and then I went into a trauma support group, and they were like, hey, Miranda, should you stand up comedy? And I said, thank you. And first of all, I thought it was like this really like compliment. And then I realized they were like, you should take your jokes elsewhere. But I just shrugged my shoulders and I said, make defense mechanisms great again. Thank you.